Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my interview guest today is writer-director Isa Lopez, who has created the brilliant, wonderful, dark horror fable Tigers Are Not Afraid, which is currently exclusively running on Shudder and will be out on DVD and Blu-ray on May 5th. I, for one, can't wait for this Blu-ray because the extras that I have seen are amazing. There's an interview, a Q&A session recorded at Toronto International Film Festival, where Guillermo del Toro is interviewing Isa about Tigers. Del Toro is a producer of the movie as well. And it's so captivating how deep they go into storytelling and horror. So that alone, I believe, is well worth getting it on Blu-ray. And I'm hoping there's a commentary track. I'm not sure of the full contents of the Blu-ray yet. I should probably go look that up. But anyway, we're going to jump right into the interview with Isa, and I'll be back afterwards for some more commentary on the movie itself. Hi, Isa.
Hi, Summer. How's everything in this crazy craze now?
Crazy is the tip of the iceberg, but we'll make it through, right?
We'll make it through. You know, when I get asked what is my feeling of how this is going to end, then I have no idea. But if you see Tigers, if you see my movies, and you see, I think, if you're being honest with the cinema you're making and the stories you're telling, they will portray your vision of the world. So even in the darkest corner, in the direst situation, there's light at the end. And I believe that. I believe this is an excuse to grow and to fix things that we've been doing wrong. So, you know, I think that in sunny days like this, let's see, you know, in the at 2 a.m. when you wake up in the middle of the night, it doesn't feel like that sometimes.
So, Tigers Are Not Afraid is a remarkable, what I consider, fable, cautionary tale, a hopeful tale, even though it has a sharp edge of brutality in it. The dreamlike quality of it, where did you get that inspiration to tell it in such a sleepy fashion?
Thank you. And that was very, very well spotted. Because here's how I wrote the first draft of that movie. And to be honest, the first draft, of course, it changed to the last one, as happens in movies. But probably the one script I've written that changed the least was Tigers. So that first draft was written, my job, my paying job, was to deliver scripts and doctor scripts for a production company. But I was not making movies, and it was killing my soul. I needed to make a movie. And when you're paid to write, it becomes quite a temptation, and it's a dangerous thing because it cripples your own writing, the developing of your own stories. So what I did in a moment of desperation is my spiel was, I don't have the time. I'll write it when I have the time. And that was never going to happen.
Right.
So what I did is I would wake up 1 hour earlier than my usual time, which was so painful to do and against my nature. I'm a night person, but I would force myself in the darkness of the room, reach for the computer, bring it to the bed, and before dimming the light of the screen, and before even being fully awake, force myself to write down one scene. And it could be a half a page scene, or sometimes the scenes are 8 pages, 9 pages. And the thing is, I was not going to get out of bed and not going to get a coffee or not going to even pee until I had that scene down. And that worked. I ended up with a script in 2 months.
Wow.
It also turned out to be a very dreamlike and dream state-ish script. And I think that it enriched and informed the universe I was creating. It's a, you know, one of those beautiful accidents. It was not part of the plan, but it's there.
You mentioned being blocked in your own writing because of all of the other screenplays that you were looking at, reading at. What was it? What was that tipping point that made you say, enough, I have to tell my own stories or my head's going to explode?
I lost a movie that I thought I was going to direct. I worked for a while on the script, and then it fell apart and it was not going to happen. And I didn't have the rights, because when you're hired to do a script, they can take it away. And it's not going to be produced, but they're not going to let it go. So I lost it. I had nothing. I had no story to direct. And I looked back, 7 years had went by since the last time I made a movie. And it was truly killing my soul. I knew I needed to create something for me, of my own, for nobody but me at that point, that I could control until it was made. And that was it. I needed to write a movie in order to make it. It was killing me not making them.
What types of stories call to your soul? Like what was it about tigers that you had to tell, and what are you looking for in that next story you want to tell?
I loved the idea of being able to talk both about deeply urgent social themes, things that we need to discuss, we need to put in movies, we need to get people to watch and think about it. We need to put inside people's skulls that information. But at the same time, it would be genre. It would contain elements of fantasy and of horror and of ghost stories and the supernatural. So the conjunction of those two things are a very powerful thing for me. I remember watching District 9 years before I started on Tigers, and being floored by that movie, because here you have a sci-fi adventure, a gripping thriller that is actually speaking about apartheid and xenophobia, but it's using a very clever, very well executed device of aliens on Earth to tell that story. And it was so obvious when I watched it. I was, why can't we make a movie like this set in Mexico? And for a number of years, I was, what is that story? What is that story? And it turned out to be tigers.
Do you think it's easier to sell, to get a movie with a social message made, if it's wrapped in science fiction or fantasy or a horror package?
You bet your ass on that one. It's what I call a knife inside a cake. You know, nobody's going to swallow a knife. You put a beautiful cake around it. That's the thing.
So does that make the horror elements and the science fiction elements important for you to get right, so that the story you want to tell can be told around these trappings?
Absolutely, yes. But also, I enjoy it. It's not, you know, I'm not a plot master. I'm not lying here. I love horror. I love a good horror story, a good ghost story. So I do it with gusto and with pleasure. You know, the trappings of that thing I love to deliver a message that I care about. So, of course, I'm seduced by this type of cinema.
Well, I, for one, am extremely grateful and gleeful that you got Tigers made because it's a beautiful movie, and as a horror, as a social commentary. And I, for one, hope that you continue to play in the showers, the rainforests of horror and of science fiction, because we need more glorious stories and storytellers like you.
Thank you so much. And you know what? Once I started with Tigers, I don't think I can stop. So it's what I'm doing. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I honestly, truly cannot wait to see what you come out with, Nick. So thank you. Thank you so much for Tigers.
Thank you. Take care.
Escape Pod is your destination for the best in modern short science fiction. Our intrepid crew of editors and hosts will bring you fun, thought-provoking, in-flight entertainment every week as the pod careens around the multiverse. In the mood for a classic, we've got Anson Mount, also known as Captain Christopher Pike, reading Theodore Sturgeon. Want something a little more up-to-date? Jennifer R. Donahue's Surveillance Fatigue has you covered. In every sense. From classic space opera to intimate character drama, from heroic alien pets waiting for their families to herds of literal Einsteins and the benevolent conspiracy they're hatching, Escape Pod has it all at escapepod.org. So buckle up, because it's story time.
Hi, I'm Aaron Ashmore from Sci-Fi's Killjoys, and you're listening to Slice of Sci-Fi.
For those of you who have Shudder or are considering getting Shudder, Tigers Are Not Afraid is well worth the cost of Shudder. It truly is a mesmerizing film. The acting performances from the children who are the leads are both hopeful and despairing. You see the conditions in which they live. Their parents have been taken from them, kidnapped, trafficked, murdered. And they are surviving as best they can. They are in a situation that is impossible to hope to thrive in, to excel in. I mean, even for the main character, Estrella, her refuge is school. And even school isn't safe, as we find out in the opening scenes. And that is taken away from her. The dreamlike quality of how some of these scenes are filmed. There's like a faraway feel to it, but it's also very close. It adds to the thought that this is a modern day fable, a new myth born from the society around us today. And I'm still not sure what to think about the ending. I think it adds to that level of being a myth, a fable. I'm not going to spoil it. But there's also an unflinching brutality at what these kids face living on the street, having to rely on each other as a pack, as a group to survive. And unfortunately, in the world we live in today, that's a reality for a lot of kids in a lot of countries, not just Mexico. If you enjoy horror story that comes at you in a different way this will not disappoint. There's something absolutely breathtaking and devastating about this story. And the fact that she and Del Toro are working on a project together, something new that we haven't been told about yet, I'm excited. How about you? Anyway, if you have any questions or comments on Tigers Are Not Afraid or any other indie horror that's come your way, there's a lot of them hiding on Shudder that I'm going to try to check out and report back on. Give us a call. The number is 602-635-6976 or shoot me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iHeartRadio Podcasts, and Player FM. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Stitcher, please leave us a review. Let other folks know that you are enjoying the show here, and maybe they should check it out for themselves. You can follow us on Twitter at Slice of Sci-Fi. And yes, I will engage in conversations on Twitter because I don't have a way to talk to anybody else right now. Twitter is my social lifeline. That's a sad commentary on my life right now, isn't it? Anyway, you can also follow us on YouTube and Facebook. I am in the process of creating a new playlist on our YouTube channel, focusing on writing and writers. That's going to be primarily stuff that I link to from Writers After Dark, which you can find over at writersafterdark.com. But I'm still building it. When it's ready, it'll be published. Know that. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Sliceofscifi.com is the website you can go to experience more interviews, more reviews. Leave comments on them. Leave your own review rating. That's what we are here for, to encourage geeky discussions about science fiction, paranormal, horror, fantasy, comics, and a handful of other things. I'd like to thank everyone who is currently helping to support the efforts here in the Slice of Sci-Fi Playground. Your donations through PayPal and your pledges through Patreon really do help keep the lights on around here, and your support is more necessary and more appreciated this time of year in this current uncertain situation that we all find ourselves in. So thank you all for that. If you find yourself in a position to add your support, the place to go is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. Or if a monthly commitment is out of your reach right now and you want to leave a donation every now and then, the link to use is paypal.me/sci-fi summer. Now, every month I pick a winner to receive a free perk. It could be a book, it could be a Blu-ray. One lucky supporter gets some of the swag I have around here. The April winner selected the Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans animated feature. And the selection of prizes for May will hopefully be as chock full of goodies for the May winner to choose from. And that will do it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.